Welcome to this USsoccer.com podcast. I'm your host, Heather Soltis, and today we'll hear from women's national team defender Stephanie Cox. Cox is one of 27 players on the roster for a training camp in Bradenton, Florida, from April 18th through the 30th, where the team continues its preparations for the Olympics. The U.S. has several games on the schedule leading up to London, including matches at home against China and Canada. The WNT will also play a pair of games in Sweden against Sweden and Japan in mid-June. USsoccer.com's Aaron Heifetz caught up with Cox to talk about those games in Sweden and all of the upcoming preparations for the 2012 Olympics.
Can you talk a little bit about getting to play some of the top teams in the world in the summer, really, with the Olympics only a month or two away? What does that do for the U.S. team?
I think getting to play in Sweden, kind of away, obviously, in Europe, is just a great opportunity for us to simulate what it will be like in the Olympics. You know, to play some top teams is just a great opportunity for us to fine-tune what we need to be ready for the tournament.
Sweden and Japan have become sort of familiar for the U.S. team this year, having played Sweden already once recently and Japan mm-hmm. already twice this year, mm-hmm. not to mention a game back in the World Cup. Against Sweden as well, Japan and Sweden. Does it help, hurt playing teams multiple times? These are teams that are both in the Olympics.
Yeah, I feel like we always play Canada a lot, but recently we've been playing, you know, Sweden and Japan. And I think it's great. I think that playing, they're both very different teams and such quality teams that I think it makes brings us at our best. You know, we have to play at our best, and they really challenge us, and I look forward to playing both of them.
Very different opponents, mm-hmm. Sweden and Japan. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about a little bit about the difference in styles?
Well, I think if you just would line up the two teams side by side, you would see the biggest difference would be their size. You know, Sweden is a very dominant physical team. They're great in the air. You look at them and they're very powerful. Meanwhile, Japan is small of stature, but they're actually getting a lot more physical, a lot more combative of a team. So don't let their size fool you. And Sweden, you know, they like to use their pace up top, maybe a little bit more direct, where Japan's a little bit more patient. So I think that there are two different attacking styles, create different challenges for our defense.
Talk about getting to play in Sweden in the summer, in a soccer atmosphere, mm-hmm. you know, the U.S. team going over to where the European Championships are taking place. The next summer, the Women's European Championships are taking place in Sweden. How fun is that to put the team into such a soccer environment?
You know, just recently we got to go to Japan and got to build off of their excitement from the World Cup and seeing how many fans were there in Sendai. And, you know, I hope that we'll have such a similar environment in Sweden, you know, building off of the future, you know, having the UEFA Championships there and all, you know, just their excitement for women's soccer. And so it's really fun for us to not just be here in the U.S. and have games, but also to travel around the world and see, you know, what the excitement from the World Cup and the Olympics is gaining for women's soccer.
In Japan, the team played game, day off, game, and traveled in between. In Sweden, it'll be the same, no travel, but game, day off, and then game. Is that a good preparation for the team? It's you get a little bit more rest in the Olympics.
It was challenging playing two completely different teams and wanting to, you know, analyze the Japan game, but yet having to prepare for a very different opponent in Brazil, and we'll have the same thing. And so I think it's very challenging to switch gears so quickly and physically just to rest and recover. But I think we're so deep that I think it forces it to use our depth, and I think that that's definitely one of our strengths against other countries.
You were in Sweden the last time the U.S. team played. When the team went up to northern Sweden mm-hmm. To play Sweden, also a trip that had a match in Norway. What's your memories of Sweden?
I think we were there over the 4th of July, and I remember our Swedish host, Pia Sundhage, was trying to make us feel at home and help us celebrate our Independence Day, and I think we had a picnic and maybe some fireworks. But I took home the Swedish game. It's kind of a lawn game called Cub, and I pull that out every once in a while. It's kind of like bowling darts, I just played this past weekend, and my husband beat me three times in a row. It was kind of embarrassing. But
would you say you're the only U.S. women's national team player ever to bring home a lawn game from a trip?
I I feel like there were a couple other players maybe who bought it, but it definitely was quite the investment, as the game is not foam, it's made of solid wood. So it definitely packed a lot in my suitcase.
Just talk about the U.S. preparation for the Olympics at this point. Is the team where it wants to be? What's left to get done?
Yeah, I think these next two domestic camps are just really a great time for just cohesion. You know, we have a lot of time together, a lot of practices to get us all on the same page, feeling confident, hopefully naming the roster, which is huge. So we're all, you know, a little nervous probably, you know, just anticipating that roster coming, but just really wanting to build and come together in these next two domestic camps.
That was women's national team defender Stephanie Cox speaking with USSoccer.com. After this training camp in Florida, Cox and the U.S. women will play their next full international match against China on May 27th at PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania. Then the team heads to Sweden for a game against the host team on June 16th and Japan on June 18th. After that, the U.S. has one final game left before heading off to London. They'll face Canada on June 30th at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy, Utah. Tickets for both of those games are available now on USSoccer.com. We'd also love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so send us a tweet at @USSoccer_WNT and tell us what you think. That's all we have for this podcast. I'm Heather Soltis. Thanks for listening.